Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 17 grade, Johannesburg maksimum van net 13 en Rustenburg 15. Ons begin by die nuus dat inflasie in april gestyg het tot 2.8%. Dit is egter steeds onder die Reservebank se teiken van tussen 3 en 6%. Statistiek SA se Patrick Kelly sê dit is veral beesvleis soos bredie en maalvleis wat skerp gestyg het met 4%.
Prices increased by 2.3% on average just between March and April, the highest monthly rise since January 2023 when it rose by 2.5%. Meat is the largest weighted group in the food and non-alcoholic beverages category and accounts for 5.1% of total household spending.
Inflasie is nie die eerste van groot ekonomiese aankondigings wat vandag verwag word. Oor 3 ure word finansiesminister Enoch Godongwana terugverwag in die parlement, waar hy die nasionale begroting vir die tweede keer sal voorlê. Die keer sonder die voorstel van 'n 0.5% BTW-verhoging. Ekonoom Azad Jamin sê die regering hoef nie te veel te sny aan spandering nie om die 75 miljard rand begrotingstekort op te maak.
To make savings of 25 billion rand a year is equivalent to making savings on just under 1% of government spending.
Met al die verwikkelings op ekonomiese gebied staan die rand steeds sterk. Die plaaslike geldeenheid staan op sy sterkste vlakke in byna 'n jaar teen 'n swakker Amerikaanse dollar. Ekonoom by die Noordwes Universiteit, Walde Krugel, sê die positiewe rand word gedryf deur positiewe sentiment in die aanloop tot vanmiddag se begroting.
It's down to the view that the minister will probably try and manage extra borrowing in a sensible way. I think everyone expects that he's not going to borrow a lot more money.
En dan om 5:30 vanmiddag sal president Cyril Ramaphosa by die Withuis aankom vir die lang verwagte vergadering met Amerika se president Donald Trump. Amerika se minister van buitelandse sake Marco Rubio het deur die nag aangedui dat die gesprekke moontlik warm kan raak nadat hy die Trump administrasie se besluit om vlugtelingstatus aan wit-Afrikaners toe te staan verdedig. Rubio het aan die Senaat se komitee oor buitelandse verhoudings deur die nag gesê hulle sal mense in die land toelaat solank dit in Amerika se belang is.
I think those 49 people that came so they felt they were persecuted and they've passed every sort of check mark that had to be checked off in terms of meeting the requirements. They live in a country where farms are taken and land is taken on a racial basis. If you look at all the persecuted people of the world, it's millions of people. They can't all come here.
Ramaphosa en sy administrasie het reeds verskeie kere ontken dat wit-Afrikaanssprekendes op basis van hulle ras vervolg word. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com. Klik op news. En Johannesburg het Kaapstad verbygevat as Suid-Afrika se beste plek om nuwe ondernemings te begin. Volgens Startup Blink se 2025 aanwyser vir nuwe ekostelsels wêreldwyd, het Johannesburg 17 plekke geklim tot nommer 122. Kaapstad het gedaal tot die 138ste plek. Suid-Afrika is wêreldwyd 52ste, maar eerste op die lys in Afrika. Ek skryf dit soos die top story at this hour. Inflation has risen to 2.8% in May. In April.
April. May. Nee.
Nee, dit was definitief April.
Okay.
Ja.
Where are we first? I missed the first part.
So that is, no, Joburg has now overtaken Cape Town as the city with the best, for being the best city to start a new company. So Joburg is now 122nd on the world rankings list. Cape Town is 138th.
Okay, wonderful. So if you're going to start a new business, then you start it in Gauteng.
Net so.
Okay, dis wonderlik om te weet. En dan baie dankie aan almal van julle wat so van die huis af ons laat weet. Jou tee onderwerp het die hele program vandag oorgeneem. And because of it, you know when you smell popcorn? Mm-hmm. Or when you talk about it, then you feel like eating mm-hmm. it, right? Or if I tell you I like biltong, but the ones with the spice on it, a little bit of fat, then immediately you want to go out and get some, right? Especially if you're in the car. We've had so many people talking about making tea because you started the conversation. Maar hoor nou hierso, hierdie laat jou na tee of koffie smag.
Yeah.
Johan sê, hi Lana, my eerste beker koffie.